The International News.
This is the International News for Wednesday, the 29th of June. I'm Paul Dunn. The Greek Parliament looks set to pass a vital austerity package within the next hour, sparking violent protests and rioting across Greece. The EU and the IMF have stressed that no bailout package will be given to Greece unless agreed austerity measures are put in place. Yesterday in Greece, anti-cuts rallies turned violent and more than 46 people were injured, including 37 policemen. At least 48 arrests have been made and tear gas has been used to disperse protesters. A 48-hour general strike continues. As a result, most public services have halted, banks are closed and hospitals are operating on skeleton staff. An attack on the Intercontinental Hotel in Kabul yesterday only ended when NATO helicopters were called in to kill insurgents. 13 people have been left dead by the attack, with at least 8 civilian casualties. Two helicopters shot dead 3 attackers on the roof during an overnight standoff lasting nearly 5 hours. The Taliban have claimed responsibility for the attack. Firefighters are battling to protect one of the top nuclear weapons research facilities in the US, the Los Alamos National Laboratory, from raging wildfires in New Mexico. They say the fires have not reached any nuclear materials, but authorities have warned that the fire could triple in size over the coming days. Local firefighters are not trained or equipped to deal with the type of fires that would result if the facility was breached. Parts of the Horn of Africa are suffering from the worst drought in 60 years, according to the UN. More than 10 million people are thought to be affected across the region. The UN now classifies large areas of Somalia, Ethiopia, Djibouti and Kenya as being under emergency conditions. Charities Save the Children has warned of an impending humanitarian disaster, with a severe lack of resources in place to deal with the refugees. Lack of rainfall since late 2010 is blamed for the crisis. And finally, online search giant Google is launching a new social networking website in what's seen as an attempt to take on Facebook, which now claims more than 500 million users. Google Plus allows people to share photos, messages, and comments on Facebook, but also integrates features such as Google Maps and video chat services. Critics, however, say it does little more than to copy Facebook. That was your international news. Keep up to date with all the latest on ourcityradio.com.